Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance.
Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just what massage.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap box. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket, my pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit, made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office, with Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC, still as honest, but as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic,
kill them all.
This flippity-gibbity-hibbity-hip-hop, you don't really want to get into a piss and match with this rapity-rat pack and a Mac and a back of the yak, backpack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad for the whack while the massively constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that fun, that fun.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will it be true for the blueprints? To be raging you for the exuberance? Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Yeah, I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Sebastu, Pakin, W-A-Q-K dot Rin, Yella Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame. Off a planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label if you're gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash guard. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton.
No, Asgard, Asgard. But you be Thor, and I be Odin. You rodent, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in a chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though, and I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. Your pointless is Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal for being normal. And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. They were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, duma, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is taking off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get them motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous. They can use it. It's
not hip-hop, it's hop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with doc. Throwing loose just stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtain from inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice versions to,
School flunky, pill junkie. But look at the accolades, these skills grown me. Full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk, Satan take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky, but in my head there's something I can feel tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils and here's what they want from me.
They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life can't and you limits, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? Don't mistake if it's a fatal mistake. If you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation, just trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another version of WFSL Aftermath. Well, it is Black History Month, and I know some people are like, yay, Black History Month. And I bet you half of them didn't even go to school to learn about their history. Let's just put it that way. But, Boss is saying, I know you should be happy about it too. Black history.
To me?
Yeah, you.
I know my history. You made me praise all my forefathers when we were in bed together.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I must have walked into that one.
You did.
Unbelievable. But, speaking of which, Well, Raw would be much to talk about tonight.
Shit. Simple as that. It was a bad Raw. There was too much talking and not enough anything else.
Yeah, definitely I think that was the main problem. It was too much talking.
It looked like it was thrown together at the last minute.
Right. I think that's just been the problem. Is like when some of the Raws that some people think sucks is too much talking. Not enough, you know, wrestling and stuff like that. And you got, like, a big old roster in the back. And plus, you got some people that just hanging there just like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Use that. And plus, like, you're, like, less than 3 weeks away from the Fastlane pay-per-view. Is like, should we start building up something?
I don't know words for what. It's just like, yeah.
Like, the three matches that, it was two of the Divas matches, and, that they had tonight, and the Dolph Ziggler.
I'm glad that they had two Divas matches. That was nice to see. But too much talking.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Just like the two Divas matches and Kevin Owens versus Dolph Ziggler were the, I would say, the three matches that I was kind of entertained by. I'm not saying the wrestling was being bad, but just wrestling was just like, but like with the Kalisto and thing was winning against Rusev, if I'm right. That wasn't too bad. And plus, you just learned that the Kalisto and Del Rio is going to have a rematch for the United States title at Fastlane. I think they're Caron Butler, they need to bring them back. But yeah, it just wasn't much to talk about when it comes to Raw. It was just like those couple of matches were like the only like interesting thing in that segment with AJ and The Miz, which some people think, oh, they buried AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan because he mentioned Daniel Bryan. No, they didn't.
It has to be said, something really has to give when it comes to Monday Night Raw, because they used to do it really good, or they do it really poorly, like tonight. There's no in-between. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like they gotta stop just throwing things together and just like really.
If you can't do it week after week, then that's your problem. You're the ones who are telling all these TV stations, oh, we can do this, we can do this. If you can't, then you know, bring in different writers, bring in a fresh set, but you've got to be doing something. I mean, now that you've got SmackDown on. USA as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bring back the whole SmackDown versus Raw deal, where you had the trades going on.
It's on brand.
Yeah. Because you could literally do that so much better now. Now you're on the same network and everything. You haven't got to worry about the whole infringing on someone else. You could bring it back against the brand against brand. You could bring back the whole trade thing and everything, because as much as people complained about it, people liked it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some sort of competition between the two. Now it's like, the only thing I could describe it as is that you've got Monday Night Raw, which is like the big brother. You've got NXT, which is like the little brother, the newbie. And then
mm-hmm.
you've got SmackDown, which is the middle one, which people, you know, the whole tradition of people tend to ignore the middle type of thing.
Right.
And that's how it is.
Well, I always prefer SmackDown more than Raw anyway, because it's like, it has action, it does have certain amounts of talking, but not as much as Raw does. And plus, Raw is like,
it's just bad.
It was just like, it was just too much. Where Raw is always controversy about something.
It's like with Dean Ambrose, when he was talking to Brock Lesnar at the beginning. It didn't go anywhere. Do you know what I mean? It was like,
I guess it led to him getting F5 by Brock at the end of the night.
Right, but there was still nothing leading up to it. It was just like, you know, if there'd been more effusion between the pair of them at the beginning, the end would have made sense. But it was just weak. Whoever was responsible for that episode just made a very weak show.
Well, and I bet what you graded it, like a 3, 2, 1 to 10, Titan being the highest.
I'll give it a 3, only because the opening credits and the closing credits have been singing along, so...
Oh, man. The opening and closing credits. I guess that's a funny thing to say. Ooh. What? No, that was not. As you can tell, we're watching the Butt Gang going against the Kings. Hey, we're in Milwaukee. We got to support our teams. But, like, stuff that was going on last week, let's just get back to, like, the shows that was going on last week. Like, Lucha Underground had his return show. They had, like, a triple threat match, and actually ended up being a woman that match and ended up going against their champion. I forgot what his name is, but... And I'm sorry if I pronounced the lady's name wrong, because I know she's been, like, wrestling and traveling all around the world. So, Isabel. Yeah. And I guess they tried to point it out today that she was the very first woman that challenged for, like, a main title and get the main event for, like, a main title. Which, I don't know if that's fully true, but that's something I got to look into. But I'm thinking... I think they probably had other women that made a challenge for it. Thinking like maybe like China maybe had challenges for it in the past and stuff like that. I don't know, but probably something probably got to look into. With TNA, I didn't see all of it, but I did see parts of the Feast of Fired. They had that, and kind of what I expected at Grado has been fired. Eli Drake got a King of the Mountain title shot. James Storer got the other briefcase. He gets a tag team title shot. And Drew Galloway gets a world title shot. Long overdue for him, so that's good. And although Matt and Jeff did face each other last week, I didn't see the results of it. I forgot what I was doing, but... So I really don't know the results of that match, but... Tomorrow they're supposed to have like a hardcore tag war, just with the Wolves, Beer Money, Abyss, and Crazy Steve, and then it was another team too. I just can't even think of it at the moment. I think it was Bram and Eric Young, if I'm right. So that's what's going on tomorrow with TNA. And speaking of which, I'll just now remember that it was the altercation during the weekend with Awesome Kong and Rebby Sky.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't say what started it or anything like that. They just said it was like a couple of scenarios that probably what happens. Like, I guess Awesome Kong didn't like Rebby Sky, I guess, dressing up in the women's locker room. I guess they thinking that she didn't deserve to be there. She didn't do anything. And it was just another scenario. Yeah, that's true. And she did just sign a contract with TNA over the weekend, too.
See, this is one thing that, you know, people say about the whole egos in the wrestling business. This is it, right here. Right there is the ego.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's just like a person improved himself. It's like, she was, like, wrestling, some, like, other places even before, like, the big leagues or whatnot. But, and yeah, she does look a little bit different after having the baby, though, but that's another subject.
Name a woman who, unless you've got a freaking personal trainer, a dietitian, and a plastic surgeon on call, your body's going to look different after you have a baby. I've been blessed to have babies, and I'm telling you now, as much as I don't like my fat rolls are the reasons that my babies, you know, had food and shelter and warmth and everything. So she wears her babies with her baby rolls and her baby body with pride.
That is very true. I do agree with that. But it's just with this situation, people thinking that she's going to get fired. Some people thinking that they probably just going to give her time off to cool off. But who knows what's going to go on with this situation. And like I said, we didn't get the real story on how it started. We just got like scenarios from like other sites and stuff like that. So we really don't know how it happened, but we can guess what happened, but we just don't know. But overall,
it does make you wonder if what happened is like the ego is one of the reasons why she lost her position with WWE.
Oh, you're talking about, oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Because you can't always believe what, you know, the reports are. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, she was pregnant, so she did have to leave because of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
But what else was going on? Because WWE is pretty damn good at bringing people back after they've had babies.
Or just bring people back from injury, which half of the time they're good at it, and the other half is like they just let them go for no reason. And you're looking like, what?
Yeah, but that's not what we're on about right now.
No, I know what you're saying, but yeah, after they brought her back when she had her baby, she was in the Royal Rumble match, and after that,
she was gone.
Yeah.
And it makes, that's what I'm saying, it makes you wonder what else was going on.
Very true, very true. Well, if we end up having more information on what was going on with that situation, we will post it on the Facebook group of WFSO. So you get a chance and you can be on Facebook, check it out. Apparently, Kurt Angle over the weekend has, I think it was Sunday, I don't know if they had a, like a house show, either Saturday or Sunday, he wrestles his final match It could be if it's career, or it could be just not with TNA, but he wrestled his last match with, just to say for now, he wrestled his last match with TNA. And he said he was going to retire after that, but if WWE, you know, if they come calling, money talks, so you don't know. So hopefully he will, you know, resign with WWE. Maybe they do something big with him, but who knows? Let's see. Is there anything we? Oh yeah, the WFSO Awards 2016. I'm gonna post something up, like the group with the nominations and stuff. Gonna be sometime this week. It's not gonna be as many awards as it usually was. This is one of those things that you just don't. How can I say this?
I'll put it this way. There's too much bullshit going on in Wisconsin wrestling. And part of the reason there's not going to be as many awards as there were in previous years is that a couple of years ago when we had all this trouble with a certain wrestling fed, it was because a particular wrestler won Wrestler of the Year and nobody liked it. Basically, that person went out and got everybody they knew to vote for them. That's how they won.
Mm-hmm.
This particular wrestling fed went absolutely bullshit insane over it. Name calling, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. So that's part of the reason why we stopped going to a lot of the shows. Now, Jay has actually started going up more, and there's a couple of more feds that he's trying to get out to see and everything. So this time next year, we'll have a better selection for the awards. But this year, we're taking a back burner on it until we can be pretty much impartial. However, that one particular fed will not be a part of it.
You're here first. So, just mainly, we're like you said, it's not going to be that many awards as it was this year, but there's still going to be some awards, like, for the groups and stuff, like Person of the Year or something like that. That's still going to go on, and Wrestler of the Year. It's just going to be, like, not much indie awards going on as usual. That's what it is.
The good thing for us to do is actually have people who genuinely follow us and who are interested in it to perhaps nominate their, you know, favorite match of the year, that type of thing. Even though we didn't see a lot of them, have some fans do it instead and see what they come up with.
Or something like we did with International, which it wasn't that many, like, it was some fans' participation, but probably something we can do this year, like International Wrestling.
Right.
Like, maybe they can, oh, yeah, that'd be a good candidate, or that'd be a good candidate.
Right.
So just hopefully that will work in all favors. But now let's get on to Black History Month. So who should we talk about? But I did like what WWE did earlier with Mark Henry. Did like a video package of like how many years he's been to WWE. It's actually been 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it was maybe close to 20, but yeah, 20 years.
Just don't piss him off and lose his coffee. Scariest man ever then.
I would want you to tell that story.
We had gone to one of the WWE shows and we were at the Hyatt, and the valet had lost Mark Henry's car keys. Now, there was all these freaking idiots asking him for photos and everything, and you could see he was pissed off. They lost his car keys. And he was not a happy chappy at all. And as I say, all these people just kept going, oh, can I have your autograph, and all this lot, and we're like, no. We stayed well away from, because that was just, oh, my word.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I guess you come back to the same area for like years and years, and I guess they knew better.
Yeah. It was nice. I mean, we've had our photos taken with him, and I remember Robert's face, because if you remember, Robert was the only kid that one year who Mark Henry took his photo with.
Right.
And Robert, everyone was like, weren't you scared? Weren't you scared? But I was like, no. Good
times. Yeah, it was good times. Well, hopefully we have more good times when they come here March 8th, so hopefully we will. But back to Black History Month, who should we talk about?
Well, they're mentioning him a lot at the moment, so I say that we should talk about, oh my God, his name's just slipped right from my freaking head. He was the one who paid for all of the kids to go to the show last week.
Oh, Titus O'Neil.
Yeah,
like...
That's really giving back. He went to a school for their reading and learning initiative that WWE does every year to try and get kids to read more and everything. And as a reward, he originally started out, he took them out for lunch. Like, paid for them to have lunch and everything. And then afterwards surprised them with tickets for Monday Night Raw. And he's also, last year, he got that award for Father of the Year, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it seems like he's one of those wrestlers who really does give back to the community. He wants to help the community, especially the kids and everything who are out there, be a positive influence on them. And he's doing good. He really is.
Exactly. And, like, the push they give him as of late is pretty good. And hopefully it'll lead to something like a singles title. It's like Batista was the one that brought him in. And, like, they finally, him with Darren Young, finally got, like, the tag titles last year. And, you know, finally did good for themselves, in my opinion. But Titus O'Neil, he's one of those people that does stuff out of the ring and just...
But he's also one of those people who he does it, and but he doesn't shout about it.
Exactly.
He's very humble. You know, he's a case of like, you know, he's one of those guys who basically, he knows how he got his fame.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to give back in return. You know, it's not all about, you know, the money and everything. He knows that his fame is because of a lot of people.
Right. And that's a good way for him, like, giving back. I guess the funny thing I remember, like, a friend of ours, his name will come up. I guess we, like, got a picture with him or whatever, with him and Mark Henry. Mark Henry ended up giving this guy his chicken, the rest of his chicken. And I was jokingly saying, like, when we left from there, it's like, you can get him to sign that box. And funny enough, he went to go get that box signed, which was like, I can't believe he did that. I was just joking. But, yep, he did. And it was just hilarious. Let's see. I know we're running short out of time. I'm trying to think if there's something I want to add in before. Oh, yeah. MIAW had, like, a battle royal to determine a new champion, because I think what happened their last one probably was out on the shelf or something. So they had their, I think it was 25-man battle royal, and Silas Young is now their new MIAW champion. I think it's for the fourth time, if I'm right. ROH on Silas Young and Milwaukee's own. So, if you want to know anything about indie wrestling in the Milwaukee area or just all around the world, just check our website, WrestleFanspeakOut.org. I just posted some updates about, like, upcoming events this week, and this month is kind of like a big thing with, like, a lot of stuff going on this month. So check out the website. Also, subscribe to our YouTube videos, follow us on Twitter, look for us on Facebook as well. We're going to get out of here from all of us here from Hazel. This is our trail. Y'all have a good week, and maybe we'll do a show next week. We're not sure. We'll just let y'all know probably the day of. So tune in. Y'all have a good night.